Good Friday morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing sponsored by Chevron. Today, we're taking a look inside the Senate Democrats' Supreme Court strategy. Look for Senate Democrats to emphasize healthcare, pre-existing conditions, and abortion rights as they talk about the upcoming Supreme Court vacancy. Democrats are moving away from the idea that it's not fair that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell gets to confirm another justice after refusing to consider Merrick Garland. They won't talk much about pushing the vote until after the midterms. Instead, they plan to talk about what they consider to be real-world impact of another conservative justice on the nation's highest court. Burgess Everett and John Bresnahan report that the fate of the Supreme Court could be in the hands of Senators Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski. The president, meanwhile, met with the senators, both Collins and Murkowski, and Democratic Senators Joe Manchin, Joe Donnelly, and Heidi Heitkamp yesterday. The White House said he has also talked with more than a dozen senators as part of his outreach. Meanwhile, former President Barack Obama has emerged on the political scene after keeping a particularly low profile. Isaac Dover reports that Obama spoke in front of Democratic donors, saying that people should get off the couch and spend the 15 to 20 minutes it takes to vote. Here's the latest on the tragedy in Annapolis. The Baltimore Sun reports that five are dead in what is being described as a, quote, targeted attack at the Capital Gazette newspaper. Two others were injured. The shooter, Jared Ramos, had made threats against the community newspaper over social media. The president tweeted but did not respond to reporters' questions about the shooting when he returned to the White House from Wisconsin. The other big news of the day continues to be the Supreme Court. The New York Times has a story up on the White House's quiet campaign to assure Justice Anthony Kennedy that his judicial legacy would be in good hands if he retired, while Alana Shore has a story up on how Senate Democrats are wrestling with hardball tactics on the Supreme Court nomination. There's more palace intrigue this morning. Politico's got a story up reporting that Nick Ayers, Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff, and Mick Mulvaney are being considered as possible successors to Chief of Staff John Kelly. And here's what's on tap for Trump's Friday. The president will give a speech on tax reform in the afternoon. He and First Lady Melania Trump are flying later in the afternoon to Bedminster, New Jersey. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.